How's it, Mill PM, and every other member of Church of Maine who's dialing in and watching this, and other friends and family and guests. I'm coming to you again from my familiar garden of ministry as these strange days of the COVID-19 lockdown continue. This is a pre-recorded message. I'm going to be preaching the same message live tomorrow night. This is Saturday that I'm recording this. You'll be watching it on Sunday, and I'm pre-recording it for those who aren't able to join us at our live Zoom meeting. For whatever reason, maybe you're not able to schedule it in, maybe you don't have a Wi-Fi or data available that enables you to join us at a live evening service. But for me, it's great because I get to practice my sermon a few times, and hopefully by tomorrow night, I'll know it backwards after recording it for you guys today. But it really is strange days, and as you see me again in my familiar setting, my garden has become my place of ministry, and these videos have become the way in which I'm reaching out and preaching God's word to you, part of the community. So much love to you. And in my first few messages, you may remember, I shared with you a few memes, and I want to share a few with you today as well as we start. It feels like everyone is on the world of Zoom at the moment, or some form of conference calling. And sometimes you don't feel like it at all. You feel like turning that camera off. I must confess, guys, that it's 3:30 in the afternoon, and I've only just gelled my hair. And the only reason I did it was for this camera. And look at this! Look at this funny meme here. Sometimes someone calls you up for a Zoom call, and it's not a good hair day. I think a lot of us are having interesting hair days at the moment. It's been a while since we've been able to have our hair sorted out by the hairdresser. And then last week, Sunday, we actually broke bread over Zoom, and I saw this meme as well, kind of what Jesus and his disciples would look like having the Last Supper in the midst of a COVID-19 pandemic, a lockdown. that's what we were doing last week, Sunday, all breaking bread in our homes over Zoom. Anyway, guys, it is just such a privilege to be able to minister and to share God's word with you, and I'm really excited to share this word with you today. A couple of announcements before I share what I believe God has put on my heart, what I know and believe God has for us as a community. First of all, a number of people are asking, how can we reach out and what can we do in this time? Underneath this video, there's going to be a link which Daryl, part of our Church on Main staff, has put together for us, a very comprehensive list of the various different ways in which you can help. And so that's a really helpful place to go to if you're wanting to know how you can help and reach out and help those in need during this crisis. And then, of course, I want to remind you that there is also the Church on Main COVID-19 Fund, a fund that is specifically for members of Church on Main, and for us to be able to help everyone in our community who is facing financial difficulty as a result of this economic lockdown. And so there's a link for that as well, and you can read up about that on our webpage there as well. Then also, we are going to be doing a Zoom prayer meeting this coming week. So this Wednesday, look out for the details. We'll share that on social media and send that out via SMS sometime in the afternoon or the early evening. And so if you are keen to just join us in a moment of online prayer, we'll send that link out on Wednesday. So look out for that. So I must admit, I am feeling a bit overwhelmed having to share with you today. And it's not because I don't know what to say. In fact, it's the opposite. I feel like I have so much to share. I feel like so much has been going on in my heart and in my mind during this time. I have so many thoughts and so many perspectives on what I believe God is doing and what God is wanting to say to us. And so I do feel quite overwhelmed about trying to distill the essence of what I feel like God has put in my heart over a 15 or 20 minute video here for you to watch on your TV or on your phone at home. I'm aware that a number of us are in different places. For some of us, this is just a really quiet time. Things have slowed down dramatically. It's peaceful and not hugely stressful. For others, it feels like our workload has just been ramped up tenfold. Things are way more stressful than ever. And of course, there's just that ongoing anxiousness that we have around this pandemic and what will happen, and will our nation face the kind of crisis that we're trying to avoid? What will happen economically to so many of our people? What will happen to us economically? And so there's some who are in a really quiet and peaceful place, and there are others who are in a very busy place and stressful place. And then I imagine there's a lot of us somewhere in between. And so trying to distill and to bring a word together that can speak into all of our contexts is kind of what I'm feeling overwhelmed about as I record this message. And I'm really just trusting that something of what God has put on my heart for us will speak to you in the place that you are at. And what I felt the best way to bring my message together this Sunday is to really just take us back to the essentials, take us back to the basics. And I feel like that's one of the most obvious things to do in a crisis and in a time like this. God has stripped back so many luxuries in our life, but just the luxury of meeting together. I mean, who would have thought that that was a luxury? But just the luxury of human contact and so many other luxuries have been taken away. And in essence, it's a time for us to go back to the essentials, to go back to the basics. And that's what I want to do in my message with you guys today. And of course, if you asked us what is the essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, a believer of God, it would be summarized for us, I think, for many of us, in Matthew chapter 22, when Jesus says, the greatest commandment is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and all your strength. And then he says, the second is like it, to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And this really is the perfect summary of the essence of what it means to be a follower of Jesus, someone who loves God, someone who puts God first in their life, someone who cherishes him with all of their being, all of their might, all of their mind, all of their strength. Everything about them is orientated around God. And flowing from that is a love to others. And here at MilPM, we've often used the phrase up, in, and out to talk about our mission and our vision, our orientation, which is upwards towards God, which would be the first commandment, to love God with all your heart, this upward direction that we have, this deep need to be in fellowship with the God who made us. So this upward call to connect with God. And then this inward call to love the brothers and sisters of Christ, to connect deeply with our spiritual family, this inward sense to serve and to love each other. And then also to reach out to those in need, spiritual need, physical need, emotional need, just to reach out. And this really comes, those three ideas, up, in, and out, all come from the great commandment and the second great commandment, to love God and to love others, upwards to God and then inwards and outwards to each other. And I really think that this is also a fantastic time to come back to our vision, right? And you may remember at the start of 2020, we spoke about five key things that we felt God wanted to do with us throughout the year of 2020. And in the midst of a crisis, it's fantastic to come back to a vision, because you need to be reminded what are we on about? What is the purpose of our existence? And there were five key things we felt God wanted to do with us as a community, Church on Main, as a broader community in 2020. And the first three all relate to this upward relationship with God. They were to be followers of Jesus. Number one, we wanted to be followers of Jesus. Number two, we wanted to go deeper in the Word. And number three, we wanted to go deeper in prayer. And so as we come back to the essence, as we come back to the basics, as we come back to our vision, there's this upward call to connect with God, to be a follower of Jesus, to go deeper in the Word, and to go deeper in prayer. And I want to encourage you during this time to be doing those things, to be going deeper in the Word, to be soaking in the Word of God, and to be going closer to God in the place of prayer, and to be finding intimacy with Him. And then we also spoke about the fourth vision for 2020, which was to grow relationally, which was now the connecting with each other, the connecting with our brothers and sisters. And then finally, the fifth final kind of vision for 2020 was to reach out to our neighbors and the nations around us. And so that's the out. And so this up, in, and out is going to be what I talk into. It's just what I felt, how we can distill what God is saying to all of us and how we can all relate to what God is saying to us in this season, to come back to this very basic of up, in, and out. And I also wanted to ground these next few weeks. This is what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks. We're going to be looking at up, our relationship with God. We're going to be looking at in, our relationship with each other. And we're going to be looking at out. And of course, we want to be doing all of those at the same time. It's not like this is the week for up and then next week is the week for in. No, we really need to be doing the up, in, and the out every day of our lives. But today I am going to focus a little bit more on the up. And as I felt to minister into this up, in, and out over the next 3 weeks at least, I really wanted to ground this message in a piece of scripture, and I wanted us to come back to the same piece of scripture week after week for the next 3 weeks. And as you probably already know, as I've shared in some of my other videos, I'm busy reading through the book of Jeremiah. And I'm really excited. I feel like God has put Jeremiah chapter 29 on my heart as the passage for us to learn about this up, in, and out as we continue to just journey with each other over these next few weeks virtually like this. And so I'm going to read Jeremiah 29 to you, some of the main verses from it, Jeremiah chapter 29. And then I'm just going to pick up on some things about how we can connect with God and how Jeremiah 29 speaks to us about connecting with God, the up. And so Jeremiah chapter 29, it's a letter that's written by Jeremiah now to the leaders of the nation of Israel who have been taken into exile. Their land has been conquered. They've been thrown out of their homes, okay? They've been taken off their farms. They were a subsistence community, okay? They've had to leave behind their forms of income. They've been captured and basically now are in a state of semi-type of slavery. They're being controlled by another nation. And a number of prophets were saying, oh, this isn't going to last, and you know, we're going to go back to our land and back to the temple, and God's going to save us. But of course, that wasn't the case, because this was the consequence of their rebellion, and this was God's discipline for his people as a result of their rebellion against him. And so Jeremiah writes to the leaders and to speak his message to the Israelites that are currently in exile in Babylon. And this is what he writes to them, reading from verse 4. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, so that they too may have sons and daughters. Increase there, do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and the prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it, because if it prospers, you too will prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets or the divas among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams and encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise and bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from the nations and the places where I have banished you, declares the Lord. And so one of the ways in which this passage can speak to us is that the prophet Jeremiah is speaking to the people of God, and he's saying to them, look, you're in a new context, and it's God's will that you would embrace the new environment that you are in. And I really think this is an incredibly powerful thing for us right now to establish in our own lives, that we find ourselves in a new season. And the encouraging thing, friends, is that God went before us, and God knew that the season was coming. And so we can settle into the season that we're in. I know it's an uncomfortable one. I know for many of us, this is a scary season. For the nation of Israel, for many of the children of God in the nation of Israel, to be carried into Babylon was an incredibly scary time. But the Jeremiah, the prophet, encourages them that they can and they must settle into the new environment that they are in. And when they settle into that environment, they will find the peace and the prosperity of God. So in this passage, there are some remarkable things that we're going to mine out over the next few weeks. But today, for the remainder of this short video, all I want to draw out is the promise that God gives to the people that they will be near Him and that He will be near to them. This upward relationship that they can continue to have with Him even though they are in a foreign land and have left behind everything that they know. They've left behind their livelihood, their jobs. Maybe you noticed at the end of the passage this promise that after 70 years, God would bring them back into the promised land, and they would be able to reestablish themselves there. And in that environment, God says, and then you will call out to me and you will seek me with all your heart and you will find me. And it's this picture of incredible intimacy that the people of God will have with Him again. And we too have that promise that one day Jesus will return for us, and there will be this level of intimacy that we have not yet experienced. There will be this amazing knowing of God as Jesus returns for us. And many commentators of the book of Jeremiah, I think, have very wisely pointed out that this particular chapter is helpful for the church in its season of living in a Babylon while we await for the return of Jesus and ultimately the fulfillment of all of His promises. But I want to encourage you that even though the people of God were still waiting for something more in terms of their intimacy with God, even though there was a greater day in which they would know God, and Paul speaks about this in the New Testament when he says that now we have a dim idea of what it is to know God. I'm just slightly paraphrasing here, but then we shall know Him in full. And so Paul picks up on a similar idea that there's something in terms of our intimacy with Jesus that is yet to come. But we have to see in this passage that in the midst of the exile, even though there was something future that they were waiting for, and I want to encourage you that there is something future that is coming for all of us as we continue to find ourselves in God. But even though that is not yet here, even though that might feel like it's 70 years away, where we are right now, God is with us. Did you not notice when I read the passage that God says He Himself, the NIV says, carried them into captivity or carried them into exile? The way the NIV puts it there is it's almost like God walked with them and took them. God was with them. The very fact that God is speaking to them in the place of their exile is amazing, because for many Israelites, for them to be in the promised land was synonymous with knowing God and knowing His presence. And the temple of God was the epitome of the presence of God. And so for them to experience the presence of God, for them to experience the voice of God in a foreign land was a totally foreign a concept for them. But in the midst of this foreign land, God says that they will have prosperity. They will have shalom. That word shalom, that prosperity that God speaks of when they seek the prosperity of those around Him, they will have this prosperity. It's the word shalom, which talks about a complete wholeness. Now, it's impossible to have shalom without having wholeness with God. And so can you see that even though there was something future that they were waiting for, in Babylon itself, they could have an amazing intimacy with God that would actually be shalom for them, that would actually be a sense of peace and prosperity, and that they would be able to find themselves in Babylon, in a place that wasn't actually the plan and the future for them, because God says, I have a plan and a purpose for you. And that plan and that purpose wasn't Babylon. It was ultimately restoring them back to Israel. But even in Babylon, even there, they can find the prosperity and the peace of knowing God. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that beautiful? And so as we continue to read through this passage, we're gonna learn about the up, the in, and the out. How we can grow closer to God, how God is with us, even though we might feel in an uncomfortable place, God is with us. We're gonna learn about the in, how we can, you know, marry in a sense, how we're going to connect with each other, how we're going to build with each other, and we're going to learn about the out, how we can seek the prosperity of the city that we're in, of the world that we're in. And this passage is going to speak profoundly to us, I believe, about the up, the in, and the out. But as I end off this message, I just want to really encourage you that this is a season for you to find God. This is a season for you to grow closer to Him in your app, in your intimacy with Him, in the way that you practice your spiritual habits of Bible reading, of praying, of silence and solitude, of worship. And after you turn this video off, why don't you put some worship songs on and just take a moment to find the shalom of God in the midst of your Babylon. Okay, you're in Babylon right now. But the word of God to you is to settle down, is to be calm, okay? To build houses and to make your life there comfortable, because God has put you there. He's carried you there. He is with you. So get comfortable there. And in that place, seek God, seek intimacy with Him. And yes, there is something greater that we're longing for. There is this already not yet aspect. But in the midst of where we are, we can now, in a really profound, meaningful, and deep way, connect with God through the intimacy of the Holy Spirit. Oh, please, won't you do that in your Babylon? Won't you do it tonight as you finish watching this video? Won't you connect with your Father? Won't you come into His presence and experience His love? Won't you know Him the way that Jesus knew Him and came into the Father's presence? Won't you leave everything else aside, leave the worries and the concerns aside right now and look into His amazing face and draw near to Him? Won't you do that now? He is seeking and drawing near to you. You might feel in Babylon, but He's speaking to you. He's written a letter to you. He's speaking His word to you. He's got a purpose for you. Even in Babylon, He has a purpose for you. Draw near to Him. This is a season to draw near to God. This is a season to find Him, to be intimate with Him. Oh, please, Church on Main. Oh, please, guests listening to this video. Oh, please, Mill PM, find God in this season. Find Him. Find Him. Find Shalom. Find the intimacy, the sweetness of being in His presence. There's nothing else like it. Turn me off now and please seek the Holy Spirit. Put a worship song on. Maybe take a moment of silent prayer. Maybe journal. Maybe read something and just think about what God is saying to you and find Him and find Shalom. God has Shalom for you in the place that you are at. Love you guys so, so much. Have a fantastic rest of your weekend, and you'll hear from me again next week. We'll be reading from the same passage, and we'll focusing more on the connecting to each other. All my love.